תחנה לשיעור, תעביר לנו עשירייה זין.
קטע קריאה מתוך בעל הסולם, מאמר הערבות, חף דלד. האומה הישראלית,
the Israeli nation, was made as a transition by which the sparks of sanctity will flow to the entire world in a way that these sparks of sanctity go and grow each and every day until they fulfill the necessary quanta, and so that the people of Israel will be able to develop until they understand the pleasantness and the good, and then they will determine everything to the scale of merit, and the scale of demerit will disappear from the world altogether. Again, the Israeli nation was made as a transition by which the sparks of sanctity will flow to all of mankind, so they go and grow until they're filled with the necessary quota, to such an extent that they will be able to understand the pleasantness that exists in the kernel of love of others, because then they will be able to determine everything to a scale of merit, and the scale of demerit will disappear from the land altogether. Question for a workshop. How can we develop the responsibility for our role toward the world? Again, how can we develop a feeling of responsibility toward our role towards the world? How can we develop a feeling of responsibility towards the world? It's also, it's a feeling that comes built in with the point in the heart that a person feels a certain kind of responsibility, both by the examples that we give each other, by the ways we awaken each other regarding our role, and especially the reforming light that develops our responsibility. Yesterday I went to a local ceremony and I took my son with me. And through his eyes and heart I felt how much he just can't understand how can such a thing happen. And we simply have to go out and feel the chisalon of others, and as opposed to the rest of the world, understand that in order to prevent the next war, it's up to what's going on here in the morning lesson, and carry out what we have to do. We also have to acknowledge that none of us have received an awakening at his own expense, but only in order for it to be for the rest of the souls. Whether it's to help the closer circles or all of mankind. And the more efforts we make to connect, the more importance we'll feel. I can develop the responsibility only if my friends will show me the responsibility, will give me an example. Only this way I'll feel that I have to do some work towards the world. and to pass on the chisaron and everything. What is there to add? That everything really begins now. Here is where everything happens. Here all the changes happen. The sense of responsibility. Responsibility towards the world, it's something that doesn't come naturally, as the friend says. It's not something that we naturally have, and it's something that we have to develop. It's like when we go out and disseminate and write posts, and we start feeling the sorrow of the world, so to speak. And this is also interesting because we have to see who are we turning to.
It always
excites me to read what Kabbalists that went through non-simple situations went through wrote, and how they really didn't take themselves into consideration. And the resistance helped them to develop even greater devotion toward the goal. And these examples should give us a lot of strength. Yeah, to really imagine that we want to continue the chain of Kabbalists, and how they saw that they're serving the Creator by doing this role. And eventually, what's left in the heart is how you see the friends, the examples that you see from the friends, the dissemination that they do. Our responsibility towards the world is to first of all try and understand what's important to them. We have to be like caring parents that can't coercively explain something, but that they have to clothe in the chisaron of the child, of the lower, and feel what do they need, what do they want, to be really sensitive. This requires of us to develop sensitivity, much sensitivity.
There's nothing much to add. We have a special lesson about it today, where we have to understand that we have the remedy for what the world needs. What we should do is understand how Kabbalists related to their duty to the world through the sources we're going to read now, how much importance they had for it, how that was the only solution for any problem in this world, because they know why the world is suffering and what it needs.
Yeah, while you were talking, I suddenly recalled the movie we saw yesterday. And there you can really see what it means to be responsible, a sense of responsibility for the world. What does it mean to feel it?
We have to ask the Creator to give them strength to hear and to see the truth. Because if they don't wake up, and if we don't ask Him to wake them, the way it seems, the way it happens, the way it changes every day, it's going to be bad. And there's only one factor that may change this equation. And out of the connection between us, we have to turn to Him and ask Him to wake up our brothers.
Yeah, and we really have to give each other an extensive example of the importance and to fulfill our role as Kabbalists and to serve the Creator by caring for all of mankind. And I really feel that I merited that there are 10, every friend is taking leading roles and giving lots of impressions and inspiration.
Yeah, everything depends on Israel. It depends on us. As for the Creator, the light is always resting.
Bala Sulam. It is upon the Israeli nation, by engaging in Torah and mitzvot, lishma, to qualify themselves and the entire world until they will develop to accept the exalted work of love of others, which is the latter to the purpose of creation, which is adhesion with Him. Again, it is upon the Israeli nation, by engaging in Torah and mitzvot lishma, to qualify themselves and the rest of the world until they develop to the extent of accepting this exalted work of love of others, which is the latter to the purpose of creation, which is adhesion with the Creator.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. באמונתך Yeah.